Before we get going, it's worth noting that the hosts of this show have a man crush on Tom Brady.
You know what I'm saying? All right, let's play our best. We've been putting in the tank. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's all go play our best, huh? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Huh?
It needed to be said.
You know what I'm saying?
You are into fantasy football, and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level. This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Are you ready?
Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Bandy. As always, with me is your boy, Trey. We got 18 years of fantasy experience over here. We're doing things a little different today. We're gonna do a mock draft. It's going to be a chill vibe. We're just going to relax, do a mock draft, kind of talk you through it, and have some fun. What do you say, Trey? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going Superflex. So Superflex mock draft. I seen that people were definitely looking for that kind of content, that kind of stuff, because there's not a lot of Superflex out there. But I want to tell you this: we have been doing a Superflex league for years now. Just saying, like, we ain't jumping on the bandwagon. We are the bandwagon.
The Bandy wagon, if you will.
Yeah, the Bandy wagon. That's right. I would like to say, Trey, that is a beautiful hat you got there.
It's fresh, right?
Mm-hmm. Looking good, buddy. Hey. Hell yeah. We are filling our draft up, and we're about to get going.
I'll be drafting at the 10 spot.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you drafting, Bandy?
I'm going number 3. So we figured that'd be good. We can have one of us starting with the lower rounds, one of us in the later rounds. That way you kind of get both angles of this.
And it's a 12-man Superflex, just so you
know. Yeah, 12-man Superflex. We're going to get it going. We're going to get it popping.
Pop.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Round 1. Of course, Jonathan Taylor is coming off number 1. Number 1, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Allen. I'm on the clock with my first pick. A lot of people going all quarterbacks. I think I just have to go with my first instinct. I'm going running back. Derrick Henry.
I agree with that pick.
Mm-hmm. Everybody listen, first pick was Jonathan Taylor. Second pick, Josh Allen. Third pick, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and with Jonathan Taylor being the first pick, I think that was the right choice, because in these super flex leagues, a lot of time people are going quarterback first, but I think that running back right there is, I mean, dude can win your whole league for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Honestly, I think you go, you need a workhorse running back to get things rolling. The scary part is that, you know, people might just start taking all the quarterbacks, but even if you get to the second round, you get to where you need to be, I think you can get a decent quarterback. What do you think?
And that's the thing. That's the way I see it too, because I think that the running backs are more versatile to where, you know, some of them are like really high scoring, some of them are low scoring, where a lot of these quarterbacks, even in the top 20, are, you know, not going to be too far away from each other in points most weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You're better off getting a great running back versus an average quarterback, you know, that you can get later.
Mm-hmm. I did a mock draft super flex the other day, and I went running back twice and still managed to pull Matt Ryan in the third round. And everybody and all the quarterbacks were coming off the board. So, I mean, I think Matt, I'm looking forward to Matt Ryan this year.
And he's going super late in the quarterbacks too, man.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time not drafting him.
I've had to reach for him once or twice. I think it's worth it with Matt
Ryan. Yeah,
all right, we got dude on the clock's got 13 seconds. Let's see what he's gonna do. Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp. Got him.
I ain't mad at it.
No. That's just maybe that's one of those things where they're talking about that zero RB strategy that I just don't believe in. I don't like it.
Well, the one thing I do, I think last year, I'm pretty sure Cooper Kupp scored more fantasy points than anybody. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when that dude's on your team, you know what I'm saying? Wow.
Christian McCaffrey come off the board. Wow. Patrick Mahomes. Justin Herbert. It's happening.
Yes, sir.
I don't. Wow. Russell Wilson in the first round.
Wow. Interesting choice.
I like that.
I mean, hey, I ain't mad at it. That's my boy.
That takes, you know, I could see him more as a QB2, but
yeah.
I mean, I probably
think he's a low-end QB1. I think, but I don't know about the first round.
But we don't really know what he's going to be yet. But
exactly.
But that's what my gut is telling me. But who knows, dude? He could be revigorated and ready to go. You know. Like, I think in Seattle, he was getting worn down and just over it. Joe Burrow, dang it. That's what I was wanting to get me some Joe Burrow.
And I'm on the clock.
You're on the clock. What is Trey going to do?
What I have available. Could go Lamar Jackson here, Kyler Murray or something like that. Take a good running quarterback.
I know where he's going.
I think I'm going to go with my boy Austin Eckler.
Oh, that's not what I thought. I thought you were going to go Dalvin Cook.
Austin Eckler did me good last year. Dalvin Cook got hurt. I'm going to go ahead and go with Austin Eckler.
Not bad. Oh, there it goes. Yep. That guy was probably like, oh, I'm so glad he didn't get my guy. All right. We're at the end of the first round. Let's see who this guy's going to get. Dalvin Cook, man, I just am a little worried about him. You know he's going to miss time. He always misses time. He scares me having me. Like, I don't want to have a running back that I get scared every time he touches the ball. You know what I mean?
I agree. I feel like he has a floor level to how many points he can score in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But his ceiling isn't as high as most people's. One thing I wanted to point out before we keep going, Mahomes went before Herbert. I don't personally agree with that. I would take Herbert before Mahomes. I know people love Mahomes for whatever reason, but I definitely would have took Herbert before Mahomes right there.
Well, Mahomes is a great quarterback, but I am with you on that one. I definitely would have went Herbert. I will say I've seen Josh Allen going first on almost all mock drafts and quarterbacks. Justin Jefferson.
Wow, the end of the first.
I like that. Justin Jefferson, I think he's going to have a great year. Don't you?
Yeah, I ain't mad at that at all. I think he said that he's going to outscore Cooper Kupp this year, and he's going to be the wide receiver one. He said that.
DeAndre Swift. Ooh. Wow.
I don't know about that in the first round of the second.
I don't know either. Dang, Ja'Marr Chase comes off next. Mm-hmm. I like Ja'Marr, dude. Yes, you are.
I like Ja'Marr a lot. I really want to do the Joe Burrow stack with Ja'Marr. I feel like that is solid right there.
Uh-huh. Yep. Absolutely. See, I'm with you.
Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray still on the board. Najee Harris still up there in the second round. Let me think about this for a second. Well, I got quite a bit before I get my next pick, but there's still some solid quarterbacks up there, man.
You're on the clock, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with...
Hey, you got a minute. I'm not trying to rush you, brother. Do your thing.
You're good. I think I got it figured out. Let me check the wide receivers real quick. Devontae Adams up there. But I like the running backs, man. I like to go early with the good running backs.
Ooh, going to get you another one. Nice.
So I'm going to take Joe Mixon.
Mixing it up. I like it. Hey, Mixon.
That's better than Najee Harris.
Yeah, Mixon was great last year. Wow, you're saying Mixon, you think Mixon will be better this year than Najee?
I think so. I think they'll be close, but I think he'll be better. Also, don't forget that they upgraded that line. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that only helps him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and he's got those three receivers in the slot, just clearing the box out so he's got room to run. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Man. So you see, there is other ways on Superflex other than just quarterback. I mean, I love the way this one has been mixed up, you know? Yeah, I like how we got quarterback, running back. We got people with different mind. It looks to me like we have quarterback people. We have running back, workhorse running back people. And looks like we got wide receiver people. I love it, bro. We got a good draft going here.
I will say so far, the dude that looks scariest to me on the board right now, and like we're very fresh into this. But the Dalvin Cook, Jamar Chase, those two right there on one team, bro, that's pretty sick.
And he got that late. That's good. Oh, there goes Najee. There goes Kyler Murray. There goes Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about to.
What I say?
It's about to. Oh, Nick Chubb with your second pick. I don't know. That seems a little early. Definitely
especially
early.
Not knowing what's going on in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm up in two picks.
Let's see who Christian McCaffrey, the guy with Christian McCaffrey. Let's see what he gets with this sack. I have a feeling he's going quarterback.
I think he's going to pull a wide receiver. I think he goes. He's going to go Diggs. No, he's going to go Adams.
I would go Adams over Diggs.
I would go Adams too. It's just we don't know what Adams is going to be yet, you know?
But I personally would go Hill over Lamb, but we'll get to that when that comes up.
Yeah.
And ADP has Lamb over Hill, but.
Oof.
I love that Tua Hill stack, bro. I love it.
That's going to be something, bro. Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, you're right, though. Christian McCaffrey did go Diggs, that other dude.
Uh-huh. I called that.
Nice.
Let's see.
Wow. There goes Brady.
You know I had to go there, bro. I think Brady is going to go off this year.
You was worried he wasn't going to be there on the way back, huh?
Yeah, I was. But, I mean, it's not a far trip, but it's far enough.
I think it's a good spot for him.
I think Brady's going to go off, man. I think – in the fantasy community, people are just totally like you saw what Brady did last year. He had great numbers. I don't understand why they're just like, he's not even in the top five quarterbacks for some people, you know?
I agree.
Crazy. So Travis Kelce picking a tight end that early. What do you think about that?
Man, you know, Travis Kelce went at the end of round one last year in mm-hmm. some drafts, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Which I think that he's definitely chilled out since the previous year to that, where that's why everybody took him that early.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, with, you know, Mahomes losing Hill, maybe Kelsey's the new Hill to take that early. That's the same as like taking Hill last year, you know, in the second round, and it'd be worth it.
Well, if you're going to take a tight end early, Travis Kelce is the move. That's for sure.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. And he's got Kupp and Kelce right now. Which, you know what I'm saying?
Kupp and Kelce.
He's going for the names right now. You know what I'm saying?
Kupp and Kelce sitting in a tree. Hey, you know what? This guy Rage sitting next to me, that is actually Roop, there it is, from Yards After the Catch podcast. Partners with Armchair Athletics, who we are also partnering with. He sent me a message telling me he was going to be sniping my guys all draft, and now that I think about it, he's right before me, so he's gonna do me like that. Dang, Devontae CD right in a row.
And then before that, Aaron Jones went off at Green Bay. Which I think that's a good spot for him, honestly.
Yeah,
at the bottom of the second, I think that's a good spot for him, followed by Devontae and Lamb.
All right, I'm on the clock, baby.
Fournette's off the board.
Oh,
gonna do.
Dang, Fournette.
Aaron Jones, Fournette, running back combo, bro. That's solid.
I'll tell you what.
With Josh Allen. Oh, that's a good team.
I tell you what. Saquon.
Hey, hot take.
Hot take. Saquon, man. I think he's going to be it this year, dude. I think Saquon,
too, bro, I ain't even mad at it, to be honest with you.
I think he's going to show out, bro. Maybe even top five, bro.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy. All right, Matthew Stafford off the board. I was thinking about grabbing Matthew Stafford. Jalen Hurts off the board. Deebo Samuel off the board. I think Deebo's not going to – his numbers are going to go down this year, man. I like Deebo a lot, but –
I do too, but I mean, middle of third round, I don't think it's a bad spot for him.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, I just saying I think his numbers are going to go down because of this whole I'm a wide receiver, not a running back thing that he's got going on, which I don't blame him at all. But I think if he's used as an actual wide receiver that, you know, he's not going to do as well.
I agree.
I could be wrong, but that's just how I'm feeling. Dak Prescott off the board. Got there too quick. Got two quarterbacks locked in.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yay.
That dude just taking three quarterbacks, bro.
That's what you want to do, but I don't know. He's got three strong quarterbacks. I think he should have waited at least for one of them.
His running back depth is going to feel a little rough, I think.
Mm-hmm. His running back depth is yeah. You're right about that.
Maybe he goes somebody like James Cook, and then
if he's there on the way back, I'd be surprised if he is there on the way back. I'm surprised Tyreek Hill's still on the board.
Yeah, I know, bro. That's why I'm like, I don't know, bro. I need to take a quarterback, but I'm like,
you need it. Yeah, I would definitely do. I would definitely take a quarterback, but hey. You know, they're not going off as hard as they usually are in most mock drafts that I've seen. But let me look at the quarterbacks. So still on the board. Tua, still on the board. Derek Carr, Trey Lance, Kirk Cousins. Matt Ryan, Rick Tannehill, your boys, still on the board.
Still solid quarterback options, man.
Winston, Wentz.
And I'm at the 3-10, but I'm back again at the 4-3.
Yeah, so you could, I mean...
We'll see what this guy does.
This guy's going to... I'll tell you exactly what this guy's going to do.
Take a third quarterback?
No. He's going to take Alvin Kamara or Tyreek Hill. I think he's on auto draft.
Yeah, I don't think that Alvin Kamara in the third round is a great pick.
No,
but...
absolutely not. Alvin Kamara, no. Six games, right?
Yeah. Let's see what it gives him.
Bro, it's about to blow. Mark Andrews.
Okay. Not a bad spot. Not a bad spot.
I'm not big on tight ends early, man. I just don't agree with – I don't agree. But if you're going to get a tight end early, like I said, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews is the call. All right, we got Trey on the board. On the clock.
I really wanted – I had all – full heart of taking a quarterback this round. But Derek Carr is the greatest quarterback on the board right now, and I see him at the same eyes as I do Trey Lance, Kirk Cousins, and Tua. Mm. So, your boy.
I knew you were going Tyreek, bro.
And I'm hoping at the 4-3 slot I can get Tua still.
I think you could get him on the turn. I don't know. These guys both need quarterbacks. Yeah. You're not going to get them.
But Derek Carr's still there. Trey Lance still there. Kirk Cousins still there. So
yeah. Yeah, you've still got a lot of options. Well, I'm going to need to look and see what I got going on over here. I got Derrick Henry so far. I've got Tom Brady. I've got Saquon Barkley. I'm not hating this so far. Let's see. Trey's got Austin Eckler mixing it up with Joe Mixon. Tyreek Hill. Alvin Kamara's off the board. Mike Evans off the board. Dang. Ooh. It looks like
solid pick.
I cannot believe they haven't got quarterbacks yet, but hey, everybody does their own thing, bro. Look at that. All three of y'all. All the last rounds. You want to get an elite quarterback, and that's why I agree with taking quarterbacks early in super flex format, you know? But
I do, but I feel like there's a gap. Once you get past those elite, then it's like the next 10 are all pretty similar.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That have the same upside and downside. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we're past the elite at this point.
So you're definitely he's going to be out for six games, right? Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, bro. I mean, somebody was going to take him though, I guess. And just let him sit there, I guess.
Terry McLaurin. In the fourth, no quarterbacks.
Fourth round. Wow.
I don't know about that, and I haven't any quarterbacks.
Scary Terry, he could have got him way later, don't you think? He probably could have won another couple rounds before getting
at least one.
He dug for that one, baby, because he passed. Mm-hmm. He had to pass Allen, Higgins, A.J. Brown, Waddle, all of them just to get to him.
mm-hmm. And maybe he knows something we don't.
Hey, yeah, you exactly. You might be right. Let's see. I'm still kind of scratching my head on this DeAndre Swift first pick of the second round.
Hey, some people are saying he's going to be top five, man. I mean, I personally don't see it. I think top 10, maybe.
I do. A.J. Brown off the board, and Trey is on the clock. A.J. Brown, fourth round. I like that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I like that. Like, that's exactly what we were talking about on our overrated podcast that we did. A.J. Brown not taking him super too early, you know. I like that.
So, I'm on the clock. I expected some quarterbacks to come off the board.
I can't believe they didn't.
And I was going to go Tua, but since no quarterbacks came off the board, I'm going to go with the upside of my boy, Derek Carr.
I knew you was driving that car. Hey, I like that. I mean, look at that, bro. Look, you managed to grab some good, solid running backs. Mixon was top five last year. Eckler was top five last year. And got Tyreek, and then you managed to grab a quarterback in the fourth round. I like it. A decent quarterback. We still don't know what he's going to be like with Devontae. So, I mean,
and I think he'll surprise people this year. I really do.
I do too. I do too. I think he is. If I were him, I would be working it hard right now, bro. And I think that's what he's been doing. I was really hoping to get Fournette, though. I will say that. Yeah, I just I can't. Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I just don't want to stack too many bucks, bro. Like, I love my bucks, but
a Fournette Brady stack, I feel like, is a solid stack for them, you know, pass downs and everything like that.
Yeah. Unless Rashad White, the rookie, starts catching a lot of them out of the back.
That's true. That's true.
But Lenny has been catching them like crazy, bro. Like, he worked on his hands. Like, that first year, he was having drop after drop after drop. And I think Tom probably took him to the park and started just flinging balls at him, bro. Mm-hmm. You know how he is. He gets crazy with it.
All right. We got dude on the clock just took Williams.
Javonte Williams.
I still am worried about the
Kyle Pitts.
Sharing the backfield over there in Denver.
Javonte.
But, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Yeah. Kyle Pitts comes off the board. Dude hooked three quarterbacks and a tight end.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know, bro. It's very interesting. There's your buddy. There's our buddy Zeke.
Hey, you know what? Zeke going that late, bro. Honestly, I think that's not horrible. I think that's honestly a good spot for him.
Yeah. David Montgomery. David Montgomery comes off the board. They're saying Montgomery without Matt Nagy back there is going to be good this year.
Yeah, somebody has to be for Chicago.
I tell you what, I really liked Khalil Herbert last year in Chicago. Yeah, I liked that guy, bro. He got 400 yards in like three games, bro, like something like that. Like, because David Montgomery got hurt, but Montgomery's at 100% now, and Khalil Herbert's, I think Herbert's going to pop up. Khalil Herbert, not the other Herbert.
As much as, I don't know. I was going to say that I would probably take Zeke over Javonte as much as we dog on him. but they're both sharing. I just think Zeke has the starting role, and I think Javonte's the backup. But we'll see how long that lasts.
I do think Zeke is going to get volume, if anything.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna feed him. God, I can't stand when he does that. All right, let's see. He's got McCaffrey, Diggs, Jalen Hurts. You think he takes another quarterback here?
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, he took Jalen Hurts in the third round, and I got Derek Carr in the fourth, and I am perfectly fine with that.
I like that too. But Jalen Hurts was good fantasy quarterback last year.
Yeah, so. He was on the ground a lot. But you know, now that he's got A.J. Brown and all them, we'll have to see what happens for the Eagles, man. I just don't know how it's all going to work out with their run game versus their pass game. You know, who knows?
Mm-hmm. You know, the good thing about this year is we got I've said it before that there is so much wide receiver talent, and I think I can wait a little bit to get a wide receiver. I'm going to see how this works out, but I think I can.
Let's go,
team.
Okay.
Trey Lance.
Oh, and then Breece Hall comes off the board. Dang, man. I am so excited to see what happens with Breece Hall.
Just be worried for him as my RB1, man. That's that. I'd be worried until the first game, you know what I mean? And then,
yeah, exactly. I'm on the clock, though. I will tell you that. Let's see.
What you gonna do?
It's a vibe.
This man.
Got him. It was either, it was between Tua and Matt Ryan, but I think if I want Matt Ryan, I can get him later. So I grabbed Tua up.
Kirk Cousins goes next.
He probably wanted Tua. So he's like, I guess I got to get Kirk Cousins. James Conner. Man, James Conner in the fourth round. What do you think?
I would have took James Conner before Breece Hall, but that's just me.
T. Higgins.
Okay, T. Higgins.
Yeah.
James Conner, T. Higgins. I don't dislike that with Devontae Adams and CeeDee Lamb on the team. T. Higgins is a good kind of floor to ground that off, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
But no quarterbacks still for pick one.
That's crazy. Keenan Allen. Dang it. Ah, man, I love me some Keenan Allen. That's where I was going to go, but. He did tell me, Rage did tell me he was going to be sniping my picks, and he absolutely did. Roop, there it is. Thanks again, buddy. All right, let's see what we got going on. I'll get that Waddle to a stack. Why not?
I like that.
Yeah, stack them up. DK Metcalf comes on after that. Cam Akers.
I don't know about that DK pick, man, with Drew Lock there. I don't know.
It scares me too, bro. Oh, they're popping off now. Travis Etienne coming off.
I guess for right now, for sure, until Robinson gets back and everything.
Yeah. Etienne, I mean, he at least he didn't have to deal with his rookie year last year, I guess, because he got hurt in what, training camp or whatever. But
Deontay Johnson.
Hey. Rage popped up and said, nice stack, fourth and flex. Nice. Heck yeah.
All right, I'm one away.
Yeah, get ready. I'm not hating my team. This.
Ooh. Interesting. Just checking the board. Pittman's still there for wide receivers. I think that's a good pick. Marquise Brown's still there. What you gonna do?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm either because I'm up and then I'm back in again at the 6-3. So I'm definitely gonna take my second quarterback at one of those positions. I'm thinking that I can go something a little different here because, you know, I like the stacks.
Yeah. Roop, there it is. Also sent me a message saying, I'm surprised you didn't take that Mike Evans and Brady stack.
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah.
I wanted to, but, you know.
I think I know what I'm going to do here, and I think I'm excited about it.
I'm excited to see what you're going to do.
Let's see here.
Justin Fields. Oof.
Yeah, that's rough. I feel
I'm looking back at that. Justin Fields.
The Fields and Mahomes combo, that's so sketchy to me, man.
Yeah. Ooh. I can't believe you would. I guess it's a mock draft, right?
Mike Williams. I think he's got a ceiling.
Yeah.
But go far.
His floor scares the hell out of me.
Oh, would you look at that? I'm on the clock.
Hey.
So quarterbacks that are still on the board, we got Trevor Lawrence, who I think is going to do a lot better this year. Watson, which I'm not even looking at. Matt Ryan, Ryan Tannehill. Running backs, Gibson still on the board. Josh Jacobs still on the board. J.K. Dobbins, Elijah Mitchell. Wide receivers, Pittman still on the board. Moore, Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper. But I like the stacks. So let's stack it up with Darren Waller.
Ooh, I like that.
Waller stack, baby.
Wow, that's not I like that. I like that. Going tight end. Deshaun Watson. He finally takes a quarterback, and he takes Deshaun Watson.
Who we don't even know is going to play at all.
Oh, my gosh. That
could be a whole year, man.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's scary. But, hey, it's a
mock draft. So. I have been hearing, though, that there is a possibility that they might not even like, he could get away with getting nothing because there's no actual proof. Oh, Tannehill comes off the board.
Dobbins.
You know you thought about grabbing Tannehill.
I did.
I know you love some Tannehill.
But that Waller stack, man, I think that Waller is Carr's safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as soon as he starts panicking, that's his go-to.
Also, Devontae's going to be getting double coverage, so that's going to open up Waller because – last year, Waller couldn't get much because they were double covering him the whole time. But now, between Renfro, Waller, and Devontae, I think that's a good call, buddy.
I'm on the clock again, and what I wanted to happen did. Quarterbacks are still there. And Trevor Lawrence is there. I'm excited about Trevor Lawrence, but I'm more excited
about Matt Ryan. Matty Ice in the building. nice. Let's see. Then Josh Jacobs comes off. Josh Jacobs, they didn't take his fifth year option, so.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he has him as a RB2, but Javonte's is RB1. I feel like that's kind of rough right there, but I do think he could be a decent RB2, especially in the sixth round. Ooh, they're coming off quick.
They are flying, bro. Let me see what I got going on. Mooney goes, Kittle goes,
Marquise Brown goes, Hockenson goes, Pittman goes.
Okay, then. All right. I'm gonna go James Cook.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I've got my two running backs already, so I'll take me some James Cook and maybe hit him in my flex spot, see what he's going to do.
I like that.
Yeah. And I guess I better figure out what I'm going to do next. Let's see. Pittman came off. Hockenson came off. What do you think Hockenson and with the sixth pick?
Man, I think it's a good spot for a tight end after Kittle, Waller, and Kelsey go off the board and Andrews. And he killed it the beginning of last year. You know what I'm saying? He was putting up all kinds of points, guaranteed touchdowns, blah, 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 blah. And then he just out of nowhere just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if he's a ghost again this year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do like Dalton Schultz
off the board.
Took my Zach Ertz.
Mac Jones, first quarterback for pick one. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
He even went tight end before. Wow. Okay. Oh, I'm on the clock, baby. Let's see. Brandon Cooks.
I think that was a really good pick by Rage.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I love getting him in the late rounds, man, because he's the wide receiver one on that team, bro, and people don't give him the respect he deserves.
You know, I may be taking too many rookies here, but I'm gonna do it. Drake London. I got a feeling about Drake London this year, man. I really do. I think he's – remember, you know how I am, bro. I got that wide receiver sixth sense, baby.
And then we got some running backs. Gibson falling off. Mitchell falling off. Walker falling off.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker. They're saying good things are going to happen with him. Uh-oh.
Juju.
Got that bad juju, bro.
Tim Patrick with the Russell Wilson stack. I love it, baby.
Ooh, yeah. I like that, too. Yeah. Man, he got Darnell Mooney. I don't hate him. I don't hate what he's got going on. Look, he's got Russell and Kyler together. I think that's a great combination, bro. They're very similar quarterbacks. You're about to come up. You know what you're going to do? I see you sweating over there. I see one drop right, come down. I was making sure you're
Portland
okay.
Portland Spelton goes off the board, man. He reached for that too because I was looking at him. He's four or five slots down, but it's a good pick.
Yeah, it is. Cortland Sutton, I think he's going to be good this year. I'm excited about Cortland Sutton. Look at that, though. Tim Patrick, Cortland Sutton, back-to-back. Broncos receivers. I like it. Mr. Trey.
Still on the board. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, not really interested in him. I think what I'm going to do right here, because Cortland Sutton came off the board, that's probably where I was going to go. But because of that, and since we're in a super flex league and quarterbacks are starting to look really rough, I'm going to go with my boy Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, okay.
As my little backup, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how everything works out, I think that'll be a good backup there because everybody, all the quarterbacks left, man, they're looking pretty rough now. You got Zach Wilson, maybe Winston, we'll see. You know, he showed some heart in the first couple of games last year.
Yeah.
And I guess Goff is still up there, but, man, I just don't know. I just think Lawrence. I think Lawrence has way more upside than anybody left on the board.
Yeah.
All right. Carson Wentz goes. Miles Sanders. Dang. I was hoping he'd make it back to me.
I threw it down to 30 seconds, by the way, just so you know, Trey. 30 seconds to pick your draft pick now because we are in the later rounds and we want to make this thing go a little faster.
I'm down with that.
Kareem Hunt.
And Miles Sanders back to back.
I was. I know you was looking at him. I was looking at him too. Let me look at my team here. So I'm sitting.
All right. I'm on the clock for 30 seconds. And I'm not liking any of the running backs on the board right now. And I really wanted Sutton. But you know what? I'm going to have to go against my gut here. And I'm going to go with Jerry Jeudy and hope that he is, in fact, the wide receiver.
Hopes and dreams, baby. Hopes and dreams.
Seriously.
Oh, man. Oh, I just found a diamond in the rough, brother. I hope he's still there when I get back down there. It's going to blow. That makes me nervous. The first time I did that, I thought it was you, bro. I was like, let me clear my throat.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Man, we'll see what he does this year, but I don't know, man.
I don't know either. I'm with you on that one.
Burks goes, and he reached a little bit.
Ooh, got your boy.
I know, man. I was really hoping he'd make it back.
If you really liked him, you'd have took him first overall, baby. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We just don't know. I get it. Who is it? It ain't me, is it?
No.
Oh, good. So it made me nervous that putting that 30 seconds on there, you know?
We're at the 8-7 right now.
Oh, come on, dude.
Goddard. Godwin.
Not bad.
AJ Dillon. Oh, they're flying off.
And you are on the clock, my friend.
Well, not no more. Allen Robinson.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, Cooper Kupp's going to be getting doubled. Allen Robinson, number one, underrated on our list. I think he's going to be good this year. I got my wide receivers. I got my running backs. I guess I better look around and find.
Can you scroll up a little bit so we can see the picks on there?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. Ooh, Rashad Penny. He reached, man. I really thought he was going to be there still, but that dude just jumped past everybody for Penny. That's upsetting. Bateman comes off the board, who is potentially the wide receiver one for Lamar in the 9th round. Ooh. That's a good pick. I'm liking Rage's team, man. I really am.
All right. I'll go Mike Gesicki on him. I'm gonna finally grab my tight end.
Nice. See, Michael look Thomas at that. Goes off, Knox and Knox.
I waited till the eighth round to get me a tight end. I still picked Gesicki. I still got a like decent that. Tight end. Like that's that what pick. I'm saying. You go tight end late, bro. That's just my philosophy. Tony yeah,
if
Pollard.
If I didn't have the car stack, I would have waited for sure.
Yeah, no, yeah. And you wouldn't have got him if you'd have waited till this late, I don't think, with Kyle Pitts, probably. Cordell Patterson comes off the board. Melvin Gordon, DeAndre Hopkins. You're on the clock, buddy. You better hurry up. Yeah, they're coming off fast now, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, what you gonna do? No, I hit the wrong button, but that's okay.
Hunter Renfro, you were trying to get Gabriel Davis, weren't you?
I was
trying to get Gabe. I wanted to get some Gabe, but
that 30 seconds put me on some pressure, man.
I know. They're throwing the fire on your ass.
Hey, I got Hunter Renfro. We'll see who Derek Carr throws to more.
Yeah, bro. Look at you got that triple stack.
It's all Raiders all day, baby.
Apparently, bro. Big Raiders fan this year.
Davis goes next. Let's go! Of course, because that's where I was going to go. Robert Tonyan, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I don't. No, that ain't bad at all.
Being that Rodgers don't have a whole lot of wide receivers, you know, and Tonyan and him are established.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a bad pick, especially in the freaking last pick of the ninth round. And then goes Winston for his quarterback. So, dude still got Tannehill and Winston.
Mm-hmm.
Winston. Zach Wilson goes, and I'm on the clock.
Hmm. What you gonna do?
I'm going to reach a little bit here, and I'm going to go Ramondre Stevenson for the Patriots.
Okay. All right.
Over Singletary, and I really need more running back room on my board. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows really what's going to happen with Ramondre? He might go off, bro. Like, he had some good moments last year, so you never know what's going to happen.
Running back's looking rough right now, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's all looking pretty rough right now, bro. I'm on the clock, and I'm – let's see. I really need to pick up a third quarterback. Oh, God. All right. You know what? I'm going to go running back. I'm going to get Isaiah Spiller. I think he's going to take some of the carries from your number one pick, Austin Eckler. So
I like that. Yeah. I like that pick too.
Yeah. And I got him late, bro. So filling in my slots over here.
Two rookie running backs, though. Let's see how that plays out.
What, on my team? Yeah. Sir. Yeah. Yeah.
But
you're right.
But you still got Saquon. And Henry, so I mean, you're set.
Yeah, hopefully. If Henry, I mean, I've never been worried about Henry staying healthy before, but
that's true. Chris Olave.
I like that. We're getting later in the rounds. We're getting it going.
Yeah, and the first pick of the 11th round, Chris Olave, that's a solid pick for me, I think.
I agree. Oh. All right, I got to get me a third. What?
Christian Kirk. In the 11th round, bro. That's wide receiver one right there.
I have to get me another quarterback. I got to have a backup here, guys. So don't judge me. Marcus Mariota. That running upside, bro.
I ain't mad at it. I probably would have went Davis Mills over Mariota, but I like it.
Oh, Davis Mills. I thought his name was Davis Spills.
We'll see. But we're at right now, bro. You can't even argue with quarterbacks. Trubisky goes off the board.
Trubisky. Who knows? But see, that's a scary pick for me because who knows what's going on over there?
Yeah, they're talking like Trubisky will be the starter, but for how long? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think if I picked Trubisky, with my last pick, I'm getting Pickett if he's still there. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. Freiermuth, Singletary, Tyler Lockett, Garrett Wilson, Albert Okunjobi.
Albert O.
Yeah, that's – yeah.
Albert O.
Let's go with that, Albert O.
And I'm on the clock.
Ooh, yeah, you got 10 seconds, bro.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with – Robert
Bobby Trees. I like it.
In the 11th round, baby. Wide receiver one for his team.
I did one earlier and grabbed me some Bobby Trees. I like that. I really like that. He got hurt last year, so like they're totally discounting him, and they think Tannehill's throwing to him, so he's not going to have much going on. But he can catch the ball, short passes, and he can make something of it. He's always been doing it for years. He's going to keep doing it. Sky Moore and the Lizard King coming off the board. You're on the clock. The Lizard King and Sky Moore. Sky Moore, that's a good, I like that. Way down there. I like it.
I was going to go running back here, but I'm thinking the best route is Russell Gage.
Oh, nice. I only got one Buccaneer on my team. Right now, we're drafting for depth right now. We're doing we're drafting some bench slots here, some people that Kadarius Toney goes off. Tyler Algier. Oh, yeah. Here, I'm on the clock. Let's do it.
Two slots left for me. Oof. You got three.
All right. I'm going Devontae Parker.
I'm not mad at that.
Mm-hmm. Devontae Parker. I think he's going to do good this year. He's got Mac Jones throwing to him, but he's got Mac Jones in his second year. I think he's going to be good. Ronald Jones, Rage. Roop, there it is, takes Ronald Jones.
I need to see. Running back.
I'm looking at what I got going on. You're probably right on that, but good luck finding depth in that mess.
Yeah, I know.
Some of the running backs still on the board. Daryl Henderson, Alexander Mattinson, Rashad White, Tampa Bay, J.D. McKissick, Kenneth Gainwell, Marlon Mack, Khalil Herbert.
Gus Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's getting real rough.
I don't know. Some people are saying that with Kamara taking the suspension that Mark Ingram's going to be somebody to look at.
Yeah. And he's way down their board, too.
Yeah. Tyler Boyd. I like
Boyd
that.
Boyd goes. Baker Mayfield. Oof.
Yeah, I feel it on that.
Who knows where he's going to be. But, hey, bro, if he goes to Seattle.
Yeah, it's going to be,
right there.
Look, bro. I picked up Rashad White, Tampa Bay. Three rookie running backs on my squad.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they're coming off. Michael Gallup. Marquez Valdez-Scantlin.
All right. I'm on the board, and I know exactly who I'm going with, and it is Henderson because I don't think Cam Akers – I think there's a possibility Cam Akers doesn't have what it takes, and Henderson comes in, cleans it up.
Hendo, he started doing – like, he started going off a little bit last year, so I don't hate that at all, man. He was looking decent last year. He surprised me. Let's see. Gerald Everett off the board. Where we at? Having to dig, huh?
Yeah. It's deep, but we got one pick left.
Yeah.
Final countdown. What you gonna do?
Hey, man, hey. I got that Burrow Brady quarterback thing going on, bro. What do you think about that?
1 second, I'm on the clock with 30 seconds.
I apologize. Why don't you grab Odell?
With my last pick here, I'm gonna do a little something crazy, and we'll see how it works out. But I'm gonna go with Kenny Pickett. And see.
We don't know. I mean,
we're having a little bit lower scale quarterbacks, and you know, maybe one of them doesn't play like I want him to, and Pickett ends up coming in and killing it, and I can just throw him up there real quick.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's gonna happen. So I'm not on the board, am I?
No, you're not.
Okay.
Tim Tebow as the tight end going off the board.
That's got to be a joke, right?
It has to be.
Tim Tebow comes off the board. Who saw that coming? Who had Tim Tebow in the draft? Oh, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a meme.
It ain't. Who is it?
It's you, baby. 8 seconds.
It's not showing me here.
Gave you Hunter Henry.
Ah, hey, I like that. Hunter Henry, yeah. Hunter Henry, and man, he was a touchdown machine last year, baby.
He was, dude. And one thing, though, is with the last pick, bro, like a lot of the times, that's the dude you drop week one when you're looking for the, you know, dude that goes crazy, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Somebody grabbed Rob Gronkowski.
Dang, bro. Ain't no tight ends out there.
Oh, there it is.
Herb Smith and
Davis Mills.
Final pick.
Final pick. Mr. Irrelevant. Davis Mills. Davis spills his drink all over the floor. What'd you say? How do you say it?
Davis spills his drink. Yeah, I think that's what I said.
Oh, man. Good times. Good times. Let's see. What do you think about your team, Trey?
Man, I'm really liking my team with the Derek Carr, Darren Waller stack. I got Tyreek Hill, Jerry Jeudy, Austin Eckler, Joe Mixon, Robert Woods as a flex, and he's a wide receiver one on his team. I mean, Matt Ryan on the board. Come on.
Hmm. All right.
Russell Gage with Godwin out, you know, it's like –
I like that Russell Gage pickup. They're saying that they think Russell Gage, though, will later, he's going to do good in the first half of the year, then Godwin's going to come back, and then he's not going to be as good when you need him, like in the fantasy championships. But I like Gage. I think he's going to do really good. I like my team here. I got Derrick Henry, Tom Brady, Saquon Barkley, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, got that stack going, James Cook, Drake London, Allen Robinson, Mike Gesicki, Isaiah Spiller, Marcus Mariota, Devontae Parker, Rashad White, and Hunter Henry. I like my team.
I like your team, too. And if I had to name it, I would call it the Rookie Revolver.
Click.
Who knows? But you do have the solid team to keep – to keep those rookies there. You got Derrick Henry, Brady, Saquon, Tua, Waddle. Yeah. Everybody's established. And then you got the rookies that you can rotate in and out for more ceiling. So I like that.
Yeah. That was fun. That was fun, Trey.
Yeah, I had a blast.
We need to do another one, baby. You know what I mean?
For sure.
We got to have another one coming up. But until then, please don't forget to like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. Email us at FourthAndFlex, like it says down there. Hit us up. Show us some love.
Hit us up on Instagram, Twitter. Do it. Over there.
Yeah. Hey, good job, bro. High five.
Oh.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. Killing it.
It must be backwards because I'm like, oh, he's over there. I need to.
Yes.
Oh. See you next time.
Peace.
Whoa. Stop the music. Did you subscribe yet?
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.